I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1955. That was the day that Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat to a white passenger on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama. With that action, she helped to launch the civil rights movement in the United States. Rosa Parks is often portrayed as simply a weary woman, tired from a long day of work as a seamstress. While that was true, she was also a member of the NAACP, who had been trained in race relations at the Highlander Folk School in Tennessee. Her refusal to give up her seat was a political act. When she was arrested, E.D. Nixon looked into what happened. Nixon was a leader of his union, the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters. He called the police department to inquire about Parks, only to be told it was none of your damn business. He found a lawyer and posted her bail. Leaders in the black community decided to declare a bus boycott for the following Monday. They called themselves the Montgomery Improvement Association. The first day of the boycott was a rounding success, but many wanted to end the action. At a meeting of the Montgomery Improvement Association, Nixon gave an impassioned speech where he said, "What's the matter with you people? We have been living off the sweat of these washermen all of these years, and you have never done anything for them. Now you can have a chance to pay them back. And you're too damn scared to stand on your feet and be counted." They decided to continue the boycott. In order to keep it going, organizers established a private taxi service to ensure that black residents could get to and from work. For more than a year, they kept up the boycott until they won their fight for desegregation.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.